I told you guys this was coming. I have been telling you guys for months that this was coming. If this were the 90s, I would start my own 900 number, charging huge embarrassing failures $1.99 per minute to give them the future of their mainstream media careers. We were one of the first to call the divorce between Shay and Bay. We predicted the removal of Donnie and his lemons at CNN. And for the last several months, all of us saw the inevitable. We all saw what was coming for Chris Licht. Earlier this morning, it was announced that CNN president Chris Licht would be stepping down from his position at the network. Translation? He was fired. For some reason, this news sent shockwaves throughout the mainstream media, but if you have been following this channel for a while now, you already knew this was coming. Executives at CNN, they tried to sway the narrative. They tried to make the situation appear like it was all cucumbers and woke wieners. We love Chris the Bongo Licker. He is doing a phenomenal job. Our ratings are consistently breaking records. Oh, yeah, yeah. CNN, damn sure breaking records when it comes to ratings. Record lows. Back in March, ratings at CNN, they hit an 8-year low. When they received a slight ratings bump in April, you would have thought the Lizzo-sized hole had been patched in the Titanic. We are on the rebound! We're back to battling the WNBA to make the top 100 on cable! Last month, Lizzo boarded the Titanic known as CNN, and the ship officially capsized. Last month, CNN destroyed the record low ratings they set back in March. Ratings for May, down 25%. Now you gotta remember, these numbers included the 3.3 million viewers that Donald Trump donated to the network. The Orange Man tried to save them, but even with the orange infusion, CNN averaged less than 500,000 viewers in primetime in the month of May. Ratings were so bad, they were beaten by Newsmax. Newsmax? Newsmax? Can anyone even name a primetime host on Newsmax? Hey, it's me, Chrissy C. How can Casey forget about me? Chrissy, your huge embarrassing failure is carried by News Nation. Outside of Eric the Bowler, I can't name another host on Newsmax. Yet somehow, they are beating CNN in the ratings. This has been a disaster of epic proportions. Finally, executives at Warner Brothers Discovery had enough. After 12 months of constant negativity, they finally decided to cut ties with Chris Licht. When we look back on this 5, maybe 10 years from now, this is going to go down as the worst year in the history of cable news. I sat here for a while this morning trying to think of one thing, just one thing, that Chris Licht had gotten right. Besides being proficient in licking the bongo alongside his partner in the butt bongo band Jake the Bongo Tapper, every single decision Chris Licht made was a huge embarrassing failure. This latest controversy, it all started last Friday with an article released by The Atlantic. In most cases, I am skeptical of anything that's published by The Atlantic. I am always skeptical of any media outlet that donates reparations to Jemele Hill while describing her as a journalist, but this 15,000-word article on Chris Licht, I believed it. I didn't touch on this earlier this week because I had a feeling that this article was going to get him fired. It was that bad. The Atlantic, they followed him for several weeks. He was even interviewed for this article. The Atlantic basically gave Chris Licht the woke shovel, and he dug his own grave. There was one major problem that destroyed the mainstream media career of Chris Licht. Believe it or not, it was not the declining ratings. Ratings were simply the symptom to the actual problem. Hell, ratings were declining at CNN before he even took over. The one thing that destroyed Chris Licht was a lack of credibility. He didn't have credibility with on-air talent, didn't have credibility with staffers working behind the scenes. He damn sure had zero credibility with the audience and normal people. When Chris Licht took over at CNN, he made a promise to normal people. The super licker is here to take over CNN and give it back to normal people. There will be no more partisan politics. Under my leadership, CNN will focus on hard news. Oh, with an emphasis on the hard. Chris Licht insinuated that he was getting rid of the woke fungus. He was eradicating the fungus from CNN. At the time, I thought it was damn near impossible, but to his credit, he got off to a good start. Coming out of the gate, Chris Licht fired the donut diva Brian Stelter. Once news broke that the diva was fired, stock in Dunkin' Donuts dropped by 25%. He also fired a handful of older white dudes known for tag teaming the Cucumber. Problem is, Chris Licht thought that would be enough. Now, I'm not an expert in television. I've never worked at a network. Damn sure never been responsible for running a cable news network. But I do have a PhD in common sense and logic. Last summer, when Chris Licht was busy burying careers in the woke cemetery, I told you guys that firing Brian Stelter and a group of grandfathers, that was not going to be enough. Sure, he saved thousands of dollars every month on the catering budget. They saved money on expenses maintaining the forklift that was needed to haul Brian Stelter to the studio. But if his true goal was eradicating the woke fungus, that was not going to be enough. I was willing to give Chris Licht the benefit of the doubt. When he took over at CNN, I think he actually wanted to eradicate the fungus. Hell, it was his only play. It was his only option. The only way for CNN to survive was to differentiate themselves from their competition. MSNBC had the market corner when it comes to appealing to people who are allergic to taking a shower. CNN didn't have anyone who could compete with Joy Reid combating mythical racism. Fox News has the market corner when it comes to the conservative base. In order for CNN to survive, they had to appeal to normal people. I told you guys last summer, if Chris Licht wanted to eradicate the woke fungus, he had to start from within. Firing a bald roly-poly who consumes large quantities of donuts, that was not going to cut it. Chris Licht needed to clean house. Producers, staffers, writers, anyone who is a card-carrying member of Woke United Methodist, they had to go. Here's what I think happened. I think Chris Licht got spooked. I think he got scared. There was so much resistance to this change. There were so many shitfucks behind the scenes fighting against the removal of OMB. Orange Man Bad. I don't think Chris Licht expected the resistance, and he was not strong enough to stand his ground. What ended up happening, he started trying to appease both sides. And when you're trying to appease everyone, you're appeasing no one. All you're doing is pissing everyone off, which is exactly what happened to Chris Licht. This dude literally had no supporters. I have never seen more leaks at a cable news network than what we have seen at CNN in the last 6 to 8 months. Every week, sometimes every day, staffers were leaking stories about the network to the mainstream media. When you have leaks coming out that consistently, it can only mean one thing: a serious lack of leadership. Jeffrey Zucker, he was an absolute disaster, but Zucker had the respect of his employees. He was personable. He was a likable guy. Chris Licht, the complete opposite. CNN staffers, they didn't like him. They said he was aloof. He was difficult to talk to. There was a big gap between employee and management. That is a recipe for disaster. One of the issues that caused Chris Licht to lose credibility with normal people, it was his refusal to fire Don Lemon. I know those lemons produce a strong lemonade that's tantalizing to the identifiers. I know his lemonade is rather addictive, especially to men who desire to be women. But his ass should have been fired last summer. Don Lemon tanked the primetime lineup at CNN. He was unpopular with every single demographic. Hell, even the wanker spankers had a difficult time getting the stiffy watching Don Lemon. What does Chris Licht do? Instead of firing him, he moves him to morning television, pairing him with the weakest poppy I've ever seen and one of the most insufferable women outside of the Yentas on The View, Katie Rue Collins. Even though there was a litany of reasons to fire Don Lemon, Chris Licht just refused to do so. He was afraid of being hit with a dual violation of the woke commandments, mythical racism and mythical homophobia. When he does finally decide to let Donnie and his lemons go, he ends up firing Don for the one time that he told the truth. Don Lemon said Nikki Haley was past her prime years. I don't think he was being malicious when he said it. It's just a fact of life. Don Lemon tells the truth, his ass gets fired. I guess it kind of makes sense because the truth is not allowed at CNN. It was one failed decision after another for Chris Licht. He pays Wallace Chrissy millions of dollars to host a weekly show in prime time. Who's talking to Chris Wallace? I'll tell you who, no fucking body. At this point in his media career, Wallace Chrissy should be pushing up daisies in the woke cemetery. He kept Anderson Cooper on in prime time, even though he can't attract an identifier to a fresh rainbow flying out of his caboose. After she was an insufferable disaster on CNN this morning, Chris Litt, he thought it would be a great idea to promote Katie Rue Collins to prime time. I know how to increase primetime viewership. Let's put the rooster on in prime time. Her magical crow will wake up sleeping men and cause normal women to change the channel. The final straw for Chris Licht at CNN was the town hall last month with Donnie Trump. Orange Man Bad. This was his chance to redeem himself. This was his last chance to appeal to normal people. Whether you love him or hate him, there is no arguing the fact that Donald Trump is television gold. This dude is so fucking entertaining. I could watch Donald Trump for hours. This should have been so simple. You find a moderator that normal people can tolerate. You give Trump a microphone and you let him go. That's it. That's it. It's that simple. There is literally no work involved. If I had Trump on this channel, I would take questions from you guys, ask him the questions, then I would sit back, watch the money pile up. That's all Chris Licht had to do. Instead, he falls back into the same trap of failure and tries to appease everyone. The shitfucks were going to be pissed off regardless. They can't spank the wanker listening to Donnie Trump speak the truth. But you had the opportunity to appeal to normal people. That opportunity vanished when Chris Licht selected Katie Rue to moderate the town hall. To make matters worse, post-town hall coverage on CNN was absolutely disgusting. You could not have fucked this up any worse than Chris Licht did. He had Andy Cooper expressing his fake outrage, Jake the Bongo Tapper emotionally crying over Trump calling Katie Rue a nasty person. Again, they're allergic to the truth at CNN. Katie Rue is physically appealing on the outside. Once she opens that facial orifice, doesn't take normal men long to figure out those mouth farts are rather toxic. Chris Licht chose Katie Rue because he wanted her to be his rising star. Problem was, Katie Rue was no match for Donald Trump. Trump was the only winner coming out of this town hall. CNN, they managed to piss off both sides, and Katie Rue looked completely overmatched and unqualified. And now, it's finally over for Chris Licht. And to be honest with you, it's probably over for CNN too. At this point, there is no saving this network. Here's what I think is going to happen. CNN's going to replace Chris Licht with a grade A shitfuck. They're going to look at the past year of trying to attract normal people as a failure. Of course, CNN wasn't really trying to appeal to normal people in the past year, but you gotta look at this through the mind of an identifier. They're gonna try and recreate the glory days. They're gonna battle MSNBC, trying to steal the identifiers from their network. And they're going to fail. Right now, CNN is in the absolute worst place you can be for a cable news network. In order for a cable news network to succeed, you have got to have credibility. Whether you have credibility with wanker spankers or credibility with normal people, doesn't matter. You just got to have credibility with someone, some demographic. CNN has zero credibility across the board. And once credibility is lost, damn near impossible to get it back. It is over for CNN. This network has no stars. They have no potential stars. They have no leadership. And most importantly, they have no audience. Give me your thoughts. Our months-long prediction came true. Chris Licht out at CNN. Maybe I'm missing something here. If you can think of a way that CNN can be saved, you let me know in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.